感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
今天早上我们弟兄跟我说要跟我一起唱这首诗歌。
Our brother today told me that together we would be singing this hymn.
我觉得我们实在是被神的灵浸在一个灵里面。
I believe that we have all been baptized by one Spirit of God.
今天实实在在是我最喜欢的五首诗歌里面已经唱了三首。
Today, actually, we have already sung three of my five favorite hymns.
今天我们的第一首诗歌奇异恩典。
The first one, Amazing Grace.
然后第二首歌我们今天刚刚唱的爱救了我。
And the second one, Love Lifted Me.
对，再加上刚才我们当转眼仰望耶稣。
And then turn your eyes upon Jesus.
是在我们人生中我们许许多多的事情。
There are many things that happen in our lives.
我们会遇见许许多多的事情。
We may encounter many things.
当我们来到这些事情的面前的时候，我们是看这些事情呢？
But when we experience these things, do we look at these things?
还是我们回头来转眼仰望我们的主耶稣基督？
Or do we turn around and look upon Jesus?
当我准备今天信息的时候，
As I was preparing the message today,
主给了我三个题目。
The Lord gave me three topics.
一个题目就是今天我要讲的这个题目，神人拒绝救恩的理由。
One of them was today's message, excuses why people refuse salvation.
第二个题目是也可以说用那首歌讲转眼仰望耶稣，所以就是说我们都来一起来看耶稣。
The second possible topic was that we should all turn our eyes upon Jesus.
第三个题目就是把一切都放下，不讲这些东西，专门讲我一生的经历。专门讲我的一生的经历。
And then the third thing would be that I would tell you of my life experiences.
那么在我在永雄弟兄几次打电话问我题目的时候，
As Brother Gideon was calling me several times to ask about the theme,
我刚好在准备年轻人的主日学。
I was preparing the young people's Sunday school.
我们读到在出埃及记。
We read the book of Exodus.
摩西他用他没有口才拒绝神打发他回埃及去。
Moses said that because he was slow in speech, he didn't want to follow God's command to return to Egypt.
我们有一位年轻的弟兄在这个点上给了我很大的帮助。
And the young people helped me a lot on this point.
他提到说，摩西用这个理由，说起来是摩西用了一个借口，但是神却借着摩西的这一个借口，这一个理由，来彰显他的自己。
Moses used this as an excuse, but God turned it around and used it to express his glory.
所以这就让我重新来回想在这些年日我跟福音朋友之间有一些交通的时候，我问到他们为什么不愿意信福音。
So then I started considering throughout the years as I preached the gospel, why many gospel friends I met said that they didn't want to be saved.
他们给了我许许多多的理由。
They have given me many excuses.
我觉得这些理由我们把它分享出来。
So let's have this time to talk about these excuses.
给予回答。
And give you an answer.
不仅仅可以帮助福音朋友来认识我们所认识我们所信的这一位主。
Not only so that our gospel friends can come to know this Lord that we believe in.
也借着这些问题，我们在主里的神的儿女，我们也来重新认识我们的神。
But also that as the children of God, we can once again know our God.
所以自从我有准备了这个题目之后，
And after I chose this topic,
我为今天福音聚会的祷告就是
My prayer for today's gathering is
不仅仅让福音朋友在这里因着我们的传讲认识这一位主。
Not only that the gospel friends would be able to know our Lord through this message.
我们神的儿女，我们信主的基督徒，我们能够借着今天的信息，我们也能够回到原初。
But through faith, we who have believed can return to the beginning.
回到我们从哪儿得救的。
To return to where we were saved.
借着这些问题的回答，我们能够重新回到主的面前。
And through these questions that are answered, we can return to the Lord's presence.
我有一个深处的祷告，有一个盼望。
I have a deep prayer and hope.
借着今天的信息，纽瓦克的弟兄姊妹，纽瓦克的聚会，我们在主的面前有一个大的复兴。
That the brothers and sisters here in Newark can have a great revival.
我们先有点祷告。
So let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们满心感谢赞美你。
Lord, we give you all thanksgiving and praise from our heart.
主啊，你给我们的是何等的宝贵。
You have given us something so precious.
你把你自己的生命放在我们的里面。
You placed your life in us.
主啊，实在是求你。
We ask you.
借着我们的拙口笨舌。
That through our poor tongues.
我们能够把你传讲出来。
We can express you.
我们能够把你在我们的一生中所给我们的恩典、怜悯和慈爱。传讲给还不信你的人。
We can preach your grace and love upon us to those who have not believed yet.
愿借着今天短短一个多小时的时间
，through this time of just over an hour，
主啊，成为你所使用的。
May we be those you can use。
让这些福音朋友们空空的来。
That our gospel friends who have come here empty-handed
满满的回去
can return home filled.
他们装满了你的自己
They can be full of you.
他们也能够完完全全的被你所得着
And they can be received fully by you.
主啊，愿你的宝座设立在这里
May you set your throne here.
听我们不配的祷告，靠主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名
Hear our prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name.
Amen. 我们先来看路加福音十四章十六到二十节。
Let's first turn to Luke chapter 14, verse 16 to 20.
Jesus 对他说，有一人摆设大筵席，请了许多客。
But he said to him, a man was giving a big dinner and he invited many.
到了坐席的时候，打发仆人去对所请的人说，请来吧，样样都齐备了。
And at the dinner hour, he set his slave to say to those who had been invited, Come, for everything is ready now.
众人异口同音地推辞，头一个说，我买了一块地，必须去看看，请你准我辞了。
But they all alike began to make excuses. The first one said to him, I have bought a piece of land and I need to go out and look at it. Please consider me excused.
又有一个说，我买了五对牛，要去试一试，请你准我辞了。
Another one said, I have bought five yoke of oxen and I am going to try them out. Please consider me excused.
又有一个说我才娶了妻所以不能去。
And another one said, I have married a wife and for that reason I cannot come.
我们就先来看看这里的这三个人所寻找的这些理由所使用的这些理由。
So let's take a look at these three excuses that these three people said.
第一个人他买了一块地他不能去。
The first one bought a piece of land, so he couldn't go.
我们在北美买过房子的人，我们都有一个经验。
We who have bought houses here in North America, we've experienced something.
我们买房子先看后买，对不对
？We always look at it first and then buy it.
没有谁在广告上面找这个房子买了之后我再去看的，付了钱我再去看的，对不对
？I don't think any of us would just look at an ad and then buy it and then go look at the land.
我去年九月份买了自己的，现在在 New Jersey 的房子。
Last year in September, I bought the house where I live in now.
买之前呢，这块地我是看了好几遍的。
Before buying this land, I looked at it many times.
我不仅自己看，看完了呢，我还花钱请 inspections 去 inspectors 去检查。
And not only did I look at it myself, but I even spent the money for inspection to take a look at it.
所以我们买地买房子，我们是先看后买，没有谁买完之后再去看的。
So we usually always look at the land first, then buy it.
你就买完之后，你再去看，你看一遍、两遍，看一百遍、看一千遍，它价值不会升高，也不会减少的。
Because if you look at it, if you buy it first and then look at it, you can look at it as many times as you want, but its value won't change.
所以我们可以看见这里不是理由。
So we see that this is not an excuse.
This is not a reason.
Oh, this is not a reason.
这是一个托词。This is excuse.
Oh, this is just an excuse.
那么第二个人说是我买了五对牛。
The next person said that he had bought five yoke of oxen.
当然我们现在在纽瓦克我们家都不买牛了。
Of course, here in Newark, we don't buy oxen anymore.
但是很多人，我估计这个里面，就我们在座的90%都买过车。
But I believe that I would say 90% of us who are here have bought houses, I mean cars before.
美国有个词叫做 test driving, 对不对
？And we know that in the U.S. there's something called test driving.
就是买车之前我要试，对不对
？You can try out this car before you test it.
这个车好车坏，我决定了之后，我测试完了之后，我试完了之后我才会买，对不对
？And after I've tested it and seen whether it's good or bad, then I buy it.
我不知道准确不准确哈，有人告诉我，你的车子从 dealer 的 parking lot 开出去，马上减价，马上价值跌下来3000块。
And people have told me before that as soon as you buy a car and drive it out of the dealer shop, its value goes down by at least $3,000.
没有谁把车买了，钱付完了之后我再去试的，对不对
？I don't think anyone would buy the car first and then try it out.
所以我们又看见这里不是他不去的原因，只是他在找一个托词。
So once again we see this is not a reason, but he's just looking for an excuse.
那我们再看第三个，他刚娶了妻的这一个。
And the third one, I have married a wife.
我不知道在那个年代有没有这个 wedding 的这个给你的 holiday 哈，给你的 personal time.
I don't know if during that time after weddings if you had a honeymoon.
我们都知道，你要是娶了妻的话，你有一个大的筵席，白白的请你去赴一个大的筵席啊。
We know that if you have married a wife that time, you would set up a very great feast.
这多半是新婚的夫人是肯定愿意想跟着一起去的，对不对？
And of course, the newlyweds would want to go.
你可以带着你妻子一起去，对不对？
You can bring the wife there.
如果她实在是不想去，你一个人去也没有问题的，对不对？
And if she really didn't want to go, you could go too.
我们再看见这里，她也不是在，这不是一个真正的原因，这才找一个托词。
Once again, this is not a true reason, but just an excuse.
我们来看了这三个托词之后，我就从这个里面，我们就看见福音朋友们中间有一个很共同的，跟他们一样的理由在背后。
So when I look at these three excuses, I see that the gospel friends often have one excuse that is the same as theirs.
他们不信。
They don't believe.
他们不信那里有一个样样齐备、白白的大的筵席。
They don't believe that there has been a great feast prepared.
我们知道哈，我们比方说我们公司每一年 Christmas 啊，有个 Christmas party.
We know that my company has a Christmas party every year.
因为我们公司很大，自己场地不装不下，我们就租一个 mansion， 每一年都。
And because our company is not that big, we would always rent a mansion.
那么那个 party 通常是下午四点开始，公司同意三点离开。
So the company will allow us to leave at 3 p.m. and then the party will start at 4.
我就看见很多同事哈，三点差几分就跑了。
And I see that many of them would leave right before it was 3.
哇，这样样齐备，白白的筵席啊
！And they wanted to go to the free feast.
都想跑去找最好的 parking.
They wanted to find the best parking spots.
找完 parking 还不够。
And that's not enough.
进去之后，我们有两个 ballroom 是给我们的。
Inside there are two ballrooms that they provided for us.
他要选那个最好的。
They always choose the best.
那一个到时候最后抽奖的时候，公司的 president 会进的那个房间。
The one where the company president will go.
那么进了那个 room 不算，他还要挑桌子的。
And even then, that's not enough. They have to choose the best table.
那个 table 还离那个 food 和那个 drink 最近的。
The one that is closest to all the food and drinks.
这就是我们人在我们世界上，我们来选择我们的筵席。
This is what we choose on this earth.
但是我们不相信在神那里有一个白白的筵席。
But we don't believe that God has also freely given us a feast.
在我里面，我时时常常有一个叹息。
Oftentimes there's a sigh within me.
我们去看人的这个样样齐备、白白的这大筵席啊，都是座不虚席的。
When we see these feasts that mankind provides, these are always full of people.
但是神的筵席往往座位基本上都是空的。
But God's feast, it always seems to be empty.
我们再来看一看这样一位神邀请我们去这个大筵席的神是怎样的一位神。
So let's take a look at what this God who has invited us to a feast is like.
我们在出埃及记三章十四节。
In Exodus chapter 3 verse 14.
神对摩西说，我直接翻译哈。神对摩西说，我是那我是。
It says that God said to Moses, I am that I am.
什么意思叫做我是那我是。
What does it mean, I am that I am?
如果你有病痛。
If you are sick.
神的名字叫我是你的医治。
God is the physician.
你有忧伤
If you have any hurts,
神的名字叫我是你的安慰
God is your comforter.
你有缺乏
If you have anything that is lacking,
神的名字叫我是你的供应
God's name is I am your provision.
如果你是在困难当中
If you are in difficulty,
神的名字是我是你的帮助
God's name is I am your help.
退一万步讲你生活非常的喜乐
And if your life is full of joy,
在我的人生中，我经历很多次。
I have experienced this many times.
我有许多许许多的成功，我有许许多的喜乐。
There are many successes and many things that make me happy.
我因着各种各样的原因不方便跟别人分享。
And for various reasons, I can't explain to people.
这个时候，但是在我的里面又充满了这样的喜乐。
But this joy is within me.
我们会看到我们的神是那是他的是他的名字是我是 the listener.我是那听者
And God's name then is I am the listener
我们可以把自己的喜乐把自己的快乐把自己的成功诉说给他听
We can tell God of our successes and our happiness
他永远在那里
He is always there
这是我们在圣经中所看到的
This is what we see in the Bible
那么我再想想看在我们人生中我跟福音朋友有一些交谈
So sometimes I may have some conversations with my gospel friends.
我就会问一些朋友，我说 你为什么不接受福音？
I asked them, why do you not accept the gospel?
你为什么不愿意接受救恩？
Why are you unwilling to receive salvation?
我就记得有一个朋友跟我说。
And I remember one of them told me,
哦，福音啊，我听过很多次了。
Oh, I've heard the gospel many times.
这福音营我去过好多次了。
I've been to gospel camp many times.
福音聚会我也参加过好多次了。
And I've been to many gospel meetings.
那福音听得我都能传了。
And I've listened to it so many times I can probably preach it.
但是我没办法接受。
But I can't receive it.
这太难了。
It's too hard to receive.
真的很难吗？
Is it that hard?
朋友们，真的很难吗？
My friends, is it that hard?
我们先来看一看，我们传的这个福音到底是难，还是一个真正的福音。
Let's take a look to see if this gospel is truly that hard, or if it is the gospel.
我们先从自己的光景看起。
Let's take a look at our own condition.
我们来看路加福音十五章十一到二十四节。
If we take a look at Luke chapter 15 verse 11 to 24,
耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子。
And he said, a man had two sons.
小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。
The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of the estate and that falls to me. So he divided his wealth between them.
过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a distant country, and there he squandered his estate with loose living.
既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。
Now when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began to feel impoverished.
于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪。
So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine.
他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。
And he would have gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine were eating, and no one was giving anything to him.
他醒悟过来就说，我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？
But when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread, but I am dying here with hunger?
我要起来到我父亲那里去。
I will get up and go to my father.
向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
And will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight.
从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。
I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men.
于是起来往他父亲那里去。
So he got up and came to his father.
相离还远，他父亲看见，就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him, and ran and embraced him and kissed him.
儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。
And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上。
But the father said to his slaves, Quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet.
把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。
And bring the fattened calf, kill it, and let us eat and celebrate.
因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。
For this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found, and they began to celebrate.
这个故事我们都很熟悉。
So we are very familiar with this story.
福音传福音的时候也经常用。
We often use this during our gospel meetings.
但是我今天不想跟福音朋友们争论你是好人还是罪人这个问题。
But today I don't want to ask if you are a good person or a sinner.
你可能是一个非常非常好的人。
You may be a very good person.
你从来没有发过脾气。
You have never been angry.
你从来没有骄傲过。
You have never been proud.
你从来没有真的或者假的、善意的或者恶意的撒过一个谎。
You have never intentionally or unintentionally said a lie.
你开车从来没有闯过红灯。
You have never gone through a red light.
你到每一个 stop sign 你都好好的停下来数一二三再转弯。
At every stop sign you follow the 3-second rule before you go.
我不管拿什么尺寸来量你，你都是 perfect.
And no matter how I measure you, you are perfect.
但是很不幸，我要告诉你一件事情。
But unfortunately, I have to tell you.
当我们读这一卷，当我们读刚才我读的经文的时候
，When I read this passage,
这个儿子要回来，他怎么说
？When this son wanted to return, what did he say?
他没有说我犯了这样这样的错，犯了这样这样的罪，做错了这样这样的事情，做错了那样那样的事情。
He did not go to his father and say, I sinned against you in this way, that way, and so on.
他没有说因为我犯了罪，所以我犯了这许许多多的罪，我要回家。
And he didn't say that I have committed all these sins and that's why I want to come back.
他很清楚，他说，父亲啊，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
He said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight.
这是他所认识的。
This is what he knew.
这是我待会儿要讲的。
And this is what I will speak of.
那么在这个父亲接受这个儿子。
And what about the father accepting the son?
他没有原谅他这一个罪那一个罪他来数算他的罪。
He did not go and count all his sins and forgive them one by one.
唯一让父亲得到满足的。
What made his father happy?
是这个儿子失而又得。
Oh, that the son was dead and is now alive.
我们可能在我们自己的标准看以这个社会的标准来量。
By the standards of society,
我们是非常非常完美的。
We are very good.
但是我们要看到一点。
But we have to see one thing.
我们犯了一个最大的罪。
We have committed one big sin.
我们拒绝神。
We rejected God.
我们离弃神。
We left God.
像这个浪子，他拒绝他的父亲。
Just like this son who rejected his father.
他离弃他的父亲。
He left his father.
他拒绝父亲的爱
He rejected his father's love.
他拒绝父亲的怜悯
And he rejected his mercy.
他拒绝父亲的供应
He rejected his provision.
他拒绝父亲的保护
And his protection.
他弃绝父亲的眼泪
And his tears.
我们虽然是再怎么完美
No matter how perfect we may be.
但是我们在神的心目中我们永远是个浪子
We are always a prodigal son in God's eyes.
不是因为我们出去犯了一样两样的罪我们成为浪子
Not because we have gone out and committed this or that sin.
而是因为我们离开了父。
But simply because we left the father.
我们离开了父家。
We left his house.
这是我们的光景。
This is our condition.
那我们再来看看这个父亲。
Now let's take a look at this father.
我跟大家讲一个故事。
Let me tell you a story.
在几十年以前，中国。
In China a few years ago.
有一个将军。
There was a general.
他因着战乱呢，四十几岁才生了一个儿子。
And he fathered a son when he was 40.
我们都知道四十多岁得个儿子是很宝贝的。
We know that if you're 40 and you have a son, that is very precious.
当然我二十几岁得个女儿我也很宝贝。
Of course, my daughter I had when I was 20 was also very precious.
那么这个儿子呢，什么都好。
So this son was very good.
但从小就养成一个坏习惯。
But unfortunately, he had a bad habit.
他喜欢偷东西。
He liked to steal things.
Shoplifting.
Oh, shoplift.
他也不到别人家去翻墙越户，他不干这些事情。
He doesn't go to other people's houses.
但是他每次去商店
，But every time he went to a store,
总喜欢拿一两样小东西，不付钱就回家。
He would take one or two small things, not pay, and go home.
有时候拿个铅笔，拿个橡皮擦
，Sometimes it would be a pencil or an eraser,
或者拿个小糖果，拿个什么的
，Maybe a small candy.
那么每次就被这个商店的店主啊拎回家。
And every time he would be caught by the storekeeper.
然后呢，他的父亲就有一次，他父亲在家里。
Once his father was at home.
那么这个儿子在外面偷东西被拎回来了。
And this son had been caught stealing and was being taken back home.
父亲是个军人。
So the father was a general.
我们知道军人的尊严是很讲究尊严的。
And we know that military code is very strict.
觉得自己很羞愧。
He thought this was very shameful.
就跟那个店主赔礼道歉，赔偿了一切之后把他送走。
He apologized to the store owner and paid him back, and the store owner left.
那么回到家里对这个儿子说。
And then he returned home and he told his son.
你如果再不改的话。
If you do not change.
下一次你还偷东西。
If you steal one more time.
你被人送回来。
And you have to be sent back.
你自己把你偷的那一只手，开始偷的那一只手啊，伸出来。
Next time, give me your hand that you use to steal things.
那我会要鞭打你。
And I will hit you.
这个爸爸说话是算数的。
If the father said something, he would do it.
我们知道他是个军人。
Because he's a general.
那么好了几个月。
A few months later,
有一天这儿子忍不住了。
The son couldn't bear it any longer.
跑到商店去买吃的。
He went to the store to buy things to eat.
又拿了几颗糖。
And he stole a few pieces of candy.
不交钱就跑了。
He didn't pay and then he left.
结果被店主看见。
But the store owner saw him.
店主就把他抓住。
And the store owner got him.
把他送回家。
And sent him home.
这个父亲真是很没面子。
This father felt very embarrassed.
就再一次赔礼道歉，赔了所有的东西，把店主送走。
Once again, he apologized, he paid the owner back, and the owner left.
回家之后，这个父亲直接进书房。
And afterwards, the father went into the house, and he went to his library.
然后就拿了他的鞭子。
He got out a ruler.
我们知道在那个年代，将军手上是有鞭子的。
We know that all of the soldiers had whips.
那么就问这个儿子。
We asked the son.
我上次怎么跟你说的？
What did I tell you?
你这次哪只手偷的？
Which hand did you use to steal?
这儿子才几岁啊？
This son was only a few years old.
他也记不住。
He couldn't remember.
看看左手，不像。
He looked at his left hand. I don't think so.
看看右手，记不起来。
Look at his right hand. I don't remember.
后来他想了想，我是个右手，那肯定就这只手了。
So he thought he's a right-handed person, so it probably was his right hand.
他就把手举起来。
He lifted out his hand.
这个时候，这个妈妈就吓着了。
This time, the mother was very scared.
因为妈妈认识知道这个爸爸。
Because the mother knew the father.
知道这个爸爸是个很严厉的人。
She knew that this father could be very strict.
这样的错误是不会原谅他的。
And that such a wrong, he would not forgive him.
他妈妈就来跪着。
And his mother knelt down.
为这个儿子求这个爸爸。
And asked and pleaded for her son.
这个爸爸不饶。
But the father said no.
举起鞭子就打下来。
He took out the whip and he hit his hand.
就在那个鞭子要落下来的时候。
Just as the whip was about to reach his hand.
一只大手。
A big hand.
落在那只小手的上面。
Was placed on top of that little hand.
这个鞭子一下一下打下去。
And the whip came down.
手打肿了。
The hand started to swell.
皮打开了。
The skin broke.
肉都打翻了，都打出来了。
And it was pretty bad.
这个儿子和这个妈妈都非常害怕。
The mother and the son were all very scared.
就不停地求。
And they kept asking.
就是我再也不做了。
I will not do this again.
求你不要再打了。
Please don't hit me anymore.
这件事情以后。
After this.
这个儿子成了一个非常有用的人。
This son,
这是个真实的故事。
This son became a very useful man.
朋友们，你们知不知道是谁的手？
Do you know whose hand this was?
当这个鞭子落下来的时候，是谁的手放在这只小手的上面？
Whose hand was placed on the son's, who was put upon that small hand?
是这个爸爸的手。
It was the father's hand.
他一下一下的都打下去。
He kept hitting.
一下一下自己在说。
And he did it himself.
他一下一下自己在那里说。
And he kept saying,
都是这个手不好，都是这个手不好。
He said, this hand is bad, this hand is bad.
这是我们认识的父。
This is the father that we know.
我们弃绝他。
We rejected him.
我们不要他。
We don't want him.
但是他爱我们。
But he loves us.
福音朋友，你可以跟我说。
Gospel friends, you can tell me.
我不需要信神，我一样过得很开心。
I don't need to believe in God. I can have a very happy life.
我不需要神，我一样过得很快乐。
And everything will go very smoothly.
但是我告诉你。
But I can tell you.
神没有你，他不开心。
If God does not have you, he is not happy.
神没有你，他难过。
When God does not have you, he is sad.
神没有你，他伤心。
And he is sorrowful. And he is sorrowful.
因为他爱你。
Because he loves you.
那我们再看。
Now let's continue.
我还会问其他的福音朋友们。
I will also ask other gospel friends.
我说你们为什么不信福音呢？
Why don't you believe in the gospel?
我说这个多好。
It is so good.
我想我一生我犯了那么多的错，做了那么多错。
I consider all the mistakes I have made throughout my life.
有一天我回到天上去，带到父神的面前。
One day when I return to heaven before the Father.
我带着主耶稣的宝血。
I have the blood of Jesus Christ.
我的父亲看我。
When the Heavenly Father sees me,
我一点罪都没有。
I have no sin.
多好的事情啊，你为什么不要？
Isn't that a good thing? Don't you want it?
那么就有人跟我说了。
So someone told me.
我看不懂圣经。
I don't understand the Bible.
我对圣经完全不懂，我没办法接受。
I can't understand a single thing of it. I can't accept it.
那么我们就要看哈，对于人说不明白圣经这件事情。
So regarding people not understanding the Bible,
有两种。
There are two types of situations.
一种是人云亦云。
One is what people say, that's what you say.
他一天圣经都没读过。
He has never read a single part of the Bible.
甚至圣经是什么样子的书都没看过。
Maybe he doesn't even know what the Bible looks like.
别人说圣经怎么不好。
But how other people say that the Bible is bad.
别人怎么说圣经看不懂。
Other people say that they can't understand the Bible.
他就跟着说圣经怎么看不懂。
And he goes along and says he cannot understand the Bible.
我就认识一个朋友，我说你读过圣经没有？
So I asked one friend, have you ever read the Bible?
他说我没有。
He said no.
我说那你怎么说圣经不懂？
So I asked him, how do you know that you don't understand the Bible?
他说我问过别人呢。
I asked someone.
别人告诉我圣经里面就是一个国家的历史。
Someone told me that the Bible is a history book of some country.
然后加上一点神话。
And along with some myths.
加上一个叫什么保罗的写了几封信。
And there's this person called Paul who wrote a bunch of letters.
那个我没办法搞懂的。
I can't understand that stuff.
还有一些人呢
，other people，
他是真心想要来读一下圣经
，they really wanted to read the Bible，
但是他从头读到尾他读不懂
，but as he actually read through it he did not understand，
他不知道圣经在讲什么
，he wasn't sure what the Bible was about，
然后他也来说
，and he tells me，
我不明白圣经
，I don't understand the Bible，
我们怎么看待这个问题
？So how do we see this problem？
首先，圣经关于救恩的部分是非常非常简单、清楚、明白、直白。你不可能说你不懂的。
First of all, in the parts of the Bible regarding salvation, it is very simple and clear. You can't say that you don't understand.
你没有读过圣经，你说你不懂救恩，你不懂神对你的爱，神的救恩、救赎，你这个是没有道理的。
If you say you don't understand the Bible and you don't understand His salvation, His love, and everything that He did for you, that doesn't make sense.
我就念几处圣经。
Let me read a few portions of Scripture.
以赛亚书49章15、16节
Isaiah chapter 49 verse 15 and 16
妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩不连续她所生的儿子既或有忘记的我却不忘记你
Can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, but I will not forget you
看啊我将你铭刻在我手掌上你的强援藏在我眼前
Behold, I have inscribed you upon the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me.
简不简单
Is that simple?
我姐姐的女儿刚生了个儿子
So,
my
niece just gave birth to a son.
那么我打电话回去问我姐姐
I asked her.
我姐姐说，哎，这真不得了。
My sister told me that this is such a big thing.
她说这个妈妈天天在问，哎呀，这小孩吃了没有？
This mother is always asking, has the child received food yet?
我就跟我姐姐说。
And I told my sister.
哦，她才不到一个月呢。
So she is not only even a month.
我说我们家那一位快20岁了。
I told her that my daughter is almost 20.
我经常问她的问题是你吃了没有
？I often ask her, have you eaten yet?
你想吃什么？我带你去买。
What do you want to eat? I will take you to eat.
我们永远记得我们孩子的需要。
I always remember my child's needs.
退一万步讲，就算我们有忘记了的
，And even if we forget，
我们的神不忘记我们
，God does not forget us。
他把我们的名字刻在他的手掌上
，He has inscribed our names on His hands。
你的墙垣就是你的家，藏在他的眼前。
And your walls, which refers to your house, it is continually before Him。
马太福音十一章二十八节
，Matthew chapter 11 verse 28。
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来我就使你们得安息
Come to me all who are weary and heavy laden and I will give you rest
简不简单
Simple
多少次在工作上
So many times during my job
我真的是很累
I'm very tired
当我下班坐在车上的时候
But when I sit down on the car after work
这句话常常在我心里
This word is often in my heart
劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来
All who are weary and heavy laden can come to him.
主真的把他的安息，把他的平安放在我的里面。
The Lord has truly given me His rest and peace.
约翰福音一章十一到十二节。
John chapter 1 verses 11 and 12.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人， 他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God.
简不简单
？Simple.
神来到人的中间。
God has come to the presence of man.
他的仆人为他发出邀请。
His servants sent out the invitation.
要你来接受他，要你来相信他。
To, that you can accept him and believe in him.
但是你不接待他。
But you don't accept him.
我们接待了他。
We have accepted him.
我们信了他的名。
We believed him.
我们的区别在哪里
？So what's the difference?
我有权柄做神的儿女。
We have the right to become the children of God.
这个权柄可以是你的。
This right can be yours.
可以是每一个人的。
It can be everyone's.
要得到很简单。
It's very simple.
接待他。
Accept him.
信他的名。
Believe in his name.
罗马书六章二十三节。
Romans 6:23.
因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩慈在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord.
我听过一个福音朋友跟我说
One gospel friend once told me
I don't care 死了以后我也不知道会怎么样
He told me I don't care But after death anything is fine
我就说你知不知道你死了之后只是你的肉身死了
And then I told him Do you know that after you die only your body dies
生命是永恒的
But your life is eternal
还要继续往前走的
It will keep going on
你的灵和魂还继续往前走的
Your soul and your spirit continueOn.
你要在你有限的今生
，Well, in your limited life now,
预备好为你的灵魂预备好永恒。
You have to prepare eternity for your soul and spirit.
将来只有两个地方可以去。
Because in the future there are only two possible places.
当然，你的肉身是埋在地里了。
Your body will be buried on the earth.
但是你的灵和魂要么去天堂。
Your soul and your spirit they can go to heaven.
与神同在。
And be with God.
要么去永远的火湖
or they can go into eternal fire
和撒旦一起接受审判
to receive punishment with Satan
很简单
it's simple
使徒行传
Acts
16章31节
chapter 16 verse 31
他们说当信主耶稣你和你一家都必得救
and they said believe on the Lord Jesus and you shall be saved you and your house
我相信一个没有文化的人看这一句话也应该看得懂什么意思，对不对
？I believe that anyone who has seen this phrase should be able to understand it.
信主耶稣不仅你一个人得救。
When you believe in the Lord Jesus, and not only you are saved,
你一家人都要得救。
Eventually, your whole house will be saved.
那么有些人说了
，So some people say.
但是很多部分我确实看不懂啊。
But there are many places that I don't understand.
那什么兽啊，龙啊。什么大的象啊，这没办法搞懂啊。
For example, there can be huge statues, beasts, and many things. I don't understand this.
我真心想要读哎。
I really want to read the whole Bible.
但是我要告诉你。
But let me tell you.
告诉你诀窍在哪里。
What is the secret?
你如果真心想读圣经。
If you truly want to read the Bible.
但是你读不懂。
But you can't understand it.
这是正常的。
This is normal.
因为圣经是一本属灵的书。
The Bible is a spiritual book.
属灵的书要属灵的生命来读。
You need spiritual life in order to read the spiritual book.
你没有这个生命。
If you don't have this life,
你没办法理解。
You can't understand it.
我打个比方。
Let me give you an example.
去年八月份送我女儿去读大学。
Last year in August when I sent my daughter to college.
我能不能把她送到大学之后，我把她 drop off 的时候，我跟她这样说
after I drop her off, can I tell her?
这大学四年的东西，该学的这些东西，你懂了没有？
Have you understood these things that you will learn in these 4 years?
你如果没有懂的话
If you don't understand,
我们开车回家，你这个书就不要读了。
All right, let's go home. You can't go to college anymore.
你说我女儿和在周围的人会不会觉得我这个人有问题了
Would my daughter think that I have gone crazy?
她就是因为不懂她才来读，对不对
？Of course, it's because she doesn't understand that she goes.
那么你要读圣经，你要懂圣经，你要怎么样要懂
？So if you want to read the Bible and understand, what do?
你要接受救恩
You accept salvation.
你要接受福音
You accept the gospel.
你要有基督的生命
You have the life of Christ.
你要有在这本书里面的灵所给你的一模一样的生命
You have to have the same life as the spirit that is in this Bible.
你真要懂这本书
And if you really want to read the Bible,
你要来接受主
You have to accept Christ.
他不仅会让你读懂
Not only will he let you understand the Bible,
这本书会成为你一生的帮助。
But this Bible will become your help throughout your whole life.
因为诗篇119篇105节很清楚地告诉我们。
It tells us very clearly in Psalms 119 verse 105.
你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
什么是你的话？
So what is his word?
圣经。
That's the Bible.
主的话要成为你路脚前的灯，成为你路上的光。
The word of God will become a lamp to your feet and a light to your path.
但是第一步你要接受。
But the first step is to believe.
还有一个原因你不懂。
There's another reason why you don't understand.
撒旦仇视圣经。
Satan hates the Bible.
因为他知道圣经会成为你脚前的光，会成为你脚前的灯，成为你路上的光。
He knows that the word will become a lamp to your feet and a light to your path.
他要把你保持，他要保你，他要保，他要把你隐藏在黑暗里。
But he wants to hide you in darkness.
他要把你，他要把你 keep 在，他要把你这个，就让你永远是在黑暗里。
He wants you to be forever stuck in darkness.
他不让你见光。
He doesn't want you to see the light.
所以你不明白。
So you don't understand.
所以你不懂。
And you don't know.
但是是不是，你将来见到神的时候，你可以用这个作为借口呢？
But in the future, when you meet God, can you use this as a reason?
你可比像见神的时候说，神啊，我没有接受你，我没有相信你，是因为你的圣经。
Can you tell God that I didn't believe in you because of your Bible?
是因为你的话我不懂，所以我没接受你。
I didn't understand your words, so I didn't believe in you.
我们可不可以用这个作为借口去见神？
Can we use this as an excuse?
我再讲一个故事。
Let me tell you another story.
这都不是故事，这都是真实的事情，我讲的都是。
These are all true examples.
我认识一位弟兄。
I knew a brother.
他的妈妈在天津。
His mother was in 天津。
然后到我们聚会信主，受浸信主。
He came to our gathering and he believed in the word, he believed in God.
那么探望他儿子，探望完他儿子，他就回到天津去了。
And then after he had visited his son, he returned to 天津。
那么有一天他在祷告的时候
，One day when he was praying,
神的灵提醒他
，The spirit of God reminded him.
他有一个远房好多年没有见面的一个老姨妈。
He had one distant relative whom he had not visited for many years.
这个老姨妈在陕西。
She lived in 山西。
神要他去探望这位老姨妈。
God wanted him to go meet her.
他就在想，我已经几十年没见过这个人。他长什么样子我都想不起来了。
He was thinking, I haven't seen her for so many years, I don't even remember what she looks like.
不过这位姊妹很好的顺服神。
But she obeyed God.
那么第二天她就起身了。
And the next day she went.
真的很远，从天津到陕西。
From 天津 all the way to 山西。
坐了火车，坐大 bus.
To take the train and also the bus.
坐完了大的 bus， 还坐小 bus， 然后再坐拖拉机。
From a bigger bus to a smaller bus and then to local transportation.
然后就到了这一位老年人的窑洞，他坐在窑洞里面。
And this elderly person was seated in a wheelchair.
一个窑洞。A cave.
This elderly person, she lived in a cave.
九十多岁了。
She was in her 90s.
儿女都离开了。
Her children had already left her.
身边一个人都没有。
There was no one by her side.
那么我这个弟兄的母亲去了，就在那里待了三天。
So this brother's, his mother was there for 3 days.
跟他传讲福音
preaching the gospel.
讲完之后第三天我们这位姊妹就要回天津了。
And after 3 days, this sister had to return to 天津。
他就问这个老人。
She asked this elderly woman,
你愿不愿意接受？
Are you willing to accept?
他说我愿意。
She said, yes, I'm willing.
他就我们一起祷告。
So she said, let's pray together.
他带这个老人做了决志祷告。
She prayed the sinner's prayer with her.
他心里没有把握。
And she had confidence with him.
所以在离开之前，他跪下来在主面前祷告。
And before she left, she prayed before God.
他问主。
She asked God.
他说主啊，我把这位老人交在你的手里。
He said, I commit this elderly sister into your hands.
是你要我来这里来看他，把福音传给他。
You will watch over her and share the gospel to her.
虽然这附近方圆可能我开车几天都见不到一个教会。
Even though probably by driving there are no churches in the vicinity.
我没办法让她受浸。
And I can't baptize her.
她也不懂圣经。
And she doesn't understand the Bible.
她斗大的字可能三个都不认识。 她不认识字。
Oh, and she's also illiterate.
但是我相信你是一位全能的神。
But I believe that you are an all-powerful God.
我相信你爱她。
I believe that you love her.
我把她交在你的手里。
And I commit her into your hands.
祷告完了之后，里面有极大的平安。
And after praying, she had much peace within.
她知道神的托付。她没有辜负神的托付。
She knows that she had obeyed God's burden on her.
她就又坐拖拉机各种各样的汽车回到天津。
And she took transportation all the way back to Tianjin.
很奇妙，不到三个月以后。
Amazingly, after 3 months.
她就打电话要问候这位老人。
She called back to this elderly woman.
结果呢，因为她那个村子很小。就一部电话就在那村长的那个所谓的村公署村长的家里吧。
And in that town, since it was a very small village, there was only one telephone there. So it went to the central building.
那个村长接了电话就说。
And the leader of the village received the phone call and told her.
这老人已经过世了。
This elderly woman has already passed away.
但是有一件非常奇妙的事情在这老人身上发生。
But an amazing thing happened on this elderly woman.
在她要过世的那一天呢
，The day that she was going to die，
她穿得整整齐齐的
，She wore her best，
然后挨家挨户去敲门
，And she knocked on the door of every house，
说我是基督徒
，She said I am a Christian，
我要回家了
，I am returning home，
主耶稣今天晚上来接我
，Jesus Christ will receive me tonight，
她挨家挨户去跟别人说
，She went to every house，
然后晚上回到家里。
And at night when she returned home,
洗得干干净净，穿得整整齐齐。
She washed herself and she wore her best.
躺在床上被主接走。
And she went to her bed and she was taken by the Lord.
她能不能到神面前说神啊，你不爱我，你我不懂圣经
？Can she go to God and say, God, you don't love me and I don't understand the Bible?
不能。
No.
她知道神爱她。
She knows that God loves her.
她也爱神。
And she loves God.
她知道她要到哪里去。
She knows where she's going.
她得着了那永远的福分。
She received that eternal position.
那么还有一个。
Another thing.
还有一个理由。
Another excuse.
我还问一些福音朋友，这个是我的亲戚啊，问一些我的亲戚。
I've asked some of my relatives before.
我说你为什么不信福音
？Why don't you believe in the gospel?
那么有一个亲戚跟我说。
One relative told me.
教会我去过几次了。
I've been to church a few times.
我再也不要去了。
And I don't want to go anymore.
我说为什么
？I asked them why.
他说我去那个教会啊，那个里面卖房子的都在卖房子。
When I went there, they told me that all the people who were in the church were selling houses.
这卖保险的都在谈卖保险。
And also selling insurance.
卖车的都在谈卖车。
And those who sold cars always talked about selling cars.
其他的人坐在一起就在谈哪菜便宜。
And the other people talked about cheap goods.
今天这两天在市场上流行什么
？And what is in fashion these few days?
他说我不愿意花时间，把时间浪费在这些事情上面。
I don't want to waste my time on these things.
那么我还有一个亲戚，我也问他，我说你为什么不信福音
？And I asked another relative, why don't you believe in the gospel?
很可惜啊，他跟我说。
Unfortunately, this relative told me.
他到美国来的时候要找工作。
They came to the U.S. to look for a job.
那么教会就有人帮助了他。
So one person in the church helped him.
那么那个人呢，就把他雇佣在他自己的公司。
And that person used him in his own company.
然后作为他的手下，在他手下上班。
To work under him.
然后天天跟他传福音。
Always preach the gospel to him.
他刚从大陆来。
He is from China.
他也没那么快就接受。
He didn't accept it quickly.
他不愿意。
He was unwilling.
受迫害。受迫害。
Oh, and then he suffered loss.
这个基督徒一下子就完全变了另外一个人。
And this Christian turned into a completely different person.
在他工作上给他很大很大的难处，最后把他害得被 fire 掉。
And this Christian gave him much difficulty and eventually fired him.
那我的亲戚就说。
So my relative told me,
这就是你要我信的吗?
Is this what you want me to believe in?
还有朋友跟我说,
And some friends tell me,
Oh, 我去过一个教会。
Oh, I've been to this church.
那一天我去的时候啊，一个你们教会里面的一个人把另一个人啊修理的要死，就在大厅里面。
And that day when I went to church, one person was severely reprimanding this other person.
我在我们自己家里，在我们亲戚中间，我们互相之间都没有这么凶狠的。
And I've never seen anyone that angry in my own family.
朋友们
，Friends，
如果今天教会里面有这些现象
，If you see these conditions within the church，
我承认有这些现象
，I confess that they do exist.
我见过
，I have seen it.
我经历过
，I have experienced it.
但是这一些现象能不能成为你不接受福音？不接受救恩的拦阻呢
？But can these things prevent you from accepting the gospel?
我在传什么
？What am I preaching?
我在传洛松吗
？Am I wait?
洛松。
Oh, am I preaching myself?
我在传永雄吗
？Am I preaching Brother Gideon?
我在传朱弟兄吗
？Am I preaching Brother Chu?
我在这里传什么
？What am I preaching?
我在传主耶稣。
I am preaching the Lord Jesus.
我们要来到主耶稣的面前。
We have to come to the Lord Jesus.
我是带你来看主耶稣。
I'm bringing you to him.
我举个例子。
Let me give you an example.
在路加福音九章二十八到三十六节，我不读了。
In Luke chapter 9,
28 to 36.
In verses 28 to 36.
在第三十六节里面。
In verse 36.
神很清楚的有一句话。
There, God has a very clear word.
只见耶稣一人。
That they saw no one but Jesus.
就是在那个场合里面
，In that place，
彼得、约翰，他们看见的是看见有摩西、有以利亚、有主耶稣。
During that time, Peter and John they saw Moses and Elijah and Jesus.
多美好
！Isn't that great？
摩西在那里多好
！Moses is there. That's good.
对不对？以色列人的律法的代表。
He represents the law of the Israelites.
以利亚在那里多好
！Elijah was there.
以色列人先知的代表。
He represents the prophets of the Israelites.
这彼得高兴得不得了。
Peter was very happy.
他就跟他们三个人一个人搭一座棚了。
He said, let's make three tents for them.
但是神及时地干预了这件事情。
But, God was not happy with this.
如果你去读圣经。
If you read the Bible.
你同样看见这三个人。
You see these three people.
你会怎么说
?What would you say?
哦，摩西在那里，我不要信了。
Oh, Moses is there. I don't want to believe anymore.
他杀人犯呢。
He killed someone.
而且杀了人他就跑啊。
And after killing someone, he ran away.
一跑跑四十年。
He ran for 40 years.
以利亚在那里，我不要信了。
Oh, Elijah's there. I don't want to believe anymore.
这是个名人呢。
He's a celebrity.
求死的先知。
He always looked for death.
他胆子没我胆子大呢。
He doesn't even have as much, faith as I have.
对不对？他在王上十九节第四，他在十九章第四节里面，他说：“耶和华罢了，求你取我的性命。”
In First Kings 19 verse 4, Elijah told God, "This is enough. Just take my life."
对不对
？Right.
但是我们神要我们看谁
？But what does God want us to see?
我们要看主耶稣。
We have to see Jesus.
我们再看使徒保罗。
Now let's take a look at Paul's life.
如果你要看使徒保罗，你也要跌倒了。
If you look at Paul's life, he will also fall.
他迫害教会的。
He persecuted the church.
他自己说他自己是什么人
？What did he say?
罪人中的罪魁。
He is the chiefest of sinners.
但是我们在他身上看见了什么
？But what do we see in his life?
我们看见了耶稣。
We see Jesus.
我们看见了主。
We see the Lord.
我们看见了不一样的生命。
We see a different life.
那个是我们要看的。
That is what we're looking for.
那个是我今天要传的。
That is what I'm preaching today.
主耶稣。在地上跟他的门徒怎么说
？What did Jesus say when he was with his disciples on earth？
他一次又一次说是跟从我。
He said, "Follow me."
学我的样式。
To learn from me.
负我的轭。
To take my yoke.
学我的样式。
To learn from me.
不是学彼得的样式。
Not to learn from Peter.
不是学约翰的样式。
Not to learn from John.
是学我的样式。
But to learn from Jesus himself.
要负我的轭。
And to take his yoke.
如果今天我站在这里传我自己。
Today, if I'm preaching myself here,
如果我今天在这里传教会中的某一位或者某一群弟兄姊妹
，if I'm preaching of one person in the church or a group of people in the church,
或者这样说，如果我在这里传一个教会
，or let's just say that I'm preaching about a church,
朋友们，我告诉你应该怎么做
，friends, what should you do?
捂上你们的耳朵，站起来，马上出去。
You can close your ears and you can walk out.
这个不是天堂的福音。
That is not the gospel.
这是地狱的祸因。
That is a lie from hell.
我们这里传的是为我们死 为我们复活，今天在我们每一个基督徒生命里的耶稣基督。
Today I am preaching the Jesus Christ who died for us, rose again, and lives in our lives.
你真的想要一个生命没有伪君子的生命吗？
Do you not want the life of a king?
你真的想看一个地方完全没有伪君子吗？
Do you want to look at a place that is perfect?
我告诉你，只有一个地方。
There's only one place.
只有一个人那里。
Only one person.
你可以找到你所要的。
That you can find what you are looking for.
那就是主耶稣基督。
That is the Lord Jesus.
只有在他那里能够找到完美。
Only in him can you find completion.
只有在他那里能够找到真正的善。
And only in him can you find true righteousness.
只有在他那里能够找到真正的真理。
And find the real truth.
这是我所听到的一个理由。
And here's another excuse I've heard.
那么还有一个理由。
And another excuse.
我碰到一些福音朋友，我说你们为什么不信福音？
I asked some friends, why don't you believe in the gospel?
他跟我说，我的心太硬了，你别跟我传。
Oh, they said, my heart is too hard, you can't preach to me.
我的心是很硬的。
My heart is very hard.
你的心很硬吗？
Is your heart hard?
我带你看一个心很硬的人。
Let me show you someone whose heart was very hard.
跟他比起来，你根本就不算什么。
And you can compare yourself to him.
那么我们来看路加福音十九章。
Luke chapter 19.
二到十节。
From verse 2 to verse 10.
有一个人名叫撒该，做税吏长，是个财主。
And there was a man called by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, and he was very rich.
他要看看耶稣是怎样的人。只因人多，他的身量又矮。所以不得看见。
Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was and was unable because of the crowd, for he was small in stature.
就跑到前头，爬上桑树，要看耶稣。
So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree in order to see him.
因为耶稣必从那里经过。
For he was about to pass through that way.
耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说：“撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你家里。”
When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house.
他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。
And he hurried and came down and received him gladly.
众人看见都私下议论说，他进到罪人家里去住宿。
When they saw it, they all began to grumble, saying, he has gone to be a guest of a man who was a sinner.
撒该站着对主说，主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。
Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, Behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back four times as much.
耶稣说，今天救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is the son of Abraham.
人子来，为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
人子来，为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
The Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost.
我们知道在那个年代，
We know during that time,
这些他这个是罗马帝国，
The Roman Empire,
在各个地方他实行的这个是实行的所谓的包税制度。
They had a system of taxation.
撒该这个税吏长怎么得来的？
So how did Zacchaeus receive this position?
他要去跟别人竞争。
He had to compete with other people.
他会到罗马的政府去跟罗马政府说。
He will go to the Roman government and tell them.
我保证明年我收益，打个比方说，我明年收一千块钱。
He said, I promise you that I will receive $1,000 from this place.
但是其他人如果说我可以收一千一。
If other people say that they can get 1,100.
他就得说我可以收一千二。
He'll say, I can get 1,200.
这是向谁收税啊？
This is, and who does he get the tax from?
向以色列民的。
He gets it from the Israelites.
为谁收税啊？
And for whom?
为罗马帝国。
For the Roman Empire.
他每一次的这个价码往上加一点。
And every time he would raise the price a little bit.
我可以看到他的心在一点点的加深，在变硬。
I can see his heart becoming harder and harder.
他可以不管自己的民族。
He doesn't care about his own people.
不管自己的亲族。
He doesn't consider his near relatives.
他的心有够硬。
His heart is hard.
但是有一天。
But one day.
主耶稣路过那里。
Jesus went by.
他要去看主耶稣。
And he wanted to see Jesus.
他是怎么去看？
So how did he go?
是不是像我们印了福音单张，不停地发 email， 不停地打电话，不停地发 text message， 你一定要来，你一定要来，一定要来，是这样请你们。
Was it because he received a bunch of text messages, phones, phone calls, and invitation cards that he had to come?
他个子矮，看不见，他爬到树上去看。
No, he was, and in fact, he was short, so he had to climb up a tree to see him.
他一定要看见这位主。
He had to see this Lord.
他听见了不够。
He heard about it, but that's not enough.
他接他到家里去住宿。
He was also going to receive him to his house.
他得到了什么？
And what did he get?
他得到了救恩。
He got salvation.
他得到永远的救恩。
He received eternal salvation.
如果你觉得你的心硬，
if you think that your heart is hard,
如果你觉得你有什么捆绑，
if you feel that something is preventing you,
如果你觉得你有什么东西你是脱不开的，
or if there's something that you cannot let go,
没有关系，
it's okay.
带着你的硬心来见主耶稣。
Take your hard heart to meet Jesus Christ.
带着你的锁链来见主耶稣。
And bring your chains to see Jesus.
你来看看什么，将会发生什么。
And see what will happen.
主耶稣会使你刚硬的心柔软下来。
The Lord will make your hard heart be softened.
主耶稣能够脱去你一切的锁链。
And he can take away all your chains.
这是我亲身经历的。
I have experienced this myself.
在我的年轻的时代。
When I was young,
我是一个非常非常顽皮的。
I was a very disruptive person.
到现在我跟我姐姐打电话。
Whenever I talk to my sister now,
我姐姐跟我说，
She always tells me,
某某某刚才还问到你。
Oh, so and so actually asked about you.
那个很调皮的洛松现在怎么样了？
That really naughty boy, how is he now?
你在每个人的心目中，只要我谈到你，前面总加一个很调皮的。
If anyone ever says, if I'm ever talking about you, they always say, oh, that boy who always misbehaved.
感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
就是像我这样的一个人。
Someone like me.
我能够得到他的生命。
I can receive his life.
我能够在这里传讲他的生命。
And I can preach his life.
这就是我们要认识的神。
This is the God that you need to know.
还有一种托词。
Another excuse.
我愿意接受，但是我就是感觉好像不对。
I'm willing to receive salvation, but I don't feel like it is right.
什么叫做你的感觉啊？
What does it mean you're feeling?
我打个比方说。
For example,
我今天请你叫我们家去吃饭。
I invite you to my house today.
你跟我说好，我想去。
You say, yeah, I want to go.
我很会做菜的。
And I can make good food.
我说你到我家来，我做饭给你吃，免费的。
So if you come to my house, I'll make it for you for free.
那你跟我说我很想去。
You say, I want to go.
但是我觉得。
But I feel.
你到底是去还是不去？
So are you going or not going?
什么叫做你觉得？
What does it mean you feel?
我们的觉得靠得住吗？
Is our feelings, are our feelings reliable?
我刚才已经讲了五个点。
I've mentioned 5 points already.
从我讲的这五个点里面。
And in these 5 points.
我敢相信在这段时间你的心已经，你的感觉已经变了好几次了。
And I believe that your feeling has probably changed many times.
我们知道在我们的人生中最不可靠的。
We know that one of the most unreliable things in our lives.
就是我们的感觉。
Is our feeling.
我的感觉欺骗过我。
And my feelings have lied to me before.
在同样的点上。
On the same point.
跟福音朋友同样的这个点上。
On this same point as other gospel friends.
别人跟我传福音。
Other people preach the gospel to me.
好啊，听着不错啊。
Oh, that's really good.
就是感觉不对。
But I don't feel it's right.
对不对？什么是感觉啊？
So what is your feeling?
你是相信你的感觉呢？
Do you believe in your emotions?
还是相信看得见摸得着的神的话呢？
Or do you believe in the word of God that you can see and touch?
约翰福音五章二十四节。
John chapter 5 verse 24.
我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life.And does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life.
主的话是超越感觉的。
The Lord of God surpasses feelings.
主的话是超越一切的。
It surpasses all things.
我告诉你。
I can tell you.
你就算接受了主。
If you believe in the Lord Jesus.
跟我们有了一样的生命。
And you have the same life as us.
在人生中你还有你的感觉。
You still have your feelings in your personal life.
我如果跟随我的感觉，
If I follow my feelings,
我的见证是，
What is my testimony?
我早就已经离开主了。
I would have left the Lord a long time ago.
我如果不是牢牢地站在信心、相信主的话语的上面。
If I don't stand by faith and believing in the Word of God.
我一定要跟着我的感觉走的话。
And I always follow my feelings.
我实在是不敢想象我现在会是什么样的人。
I can't imagine what kind of person I'd be now.
记得当我出国的时候。
I remember when I left the country.
拿不到签证，我感觉很沮丧。
I couldn't get a visa, so I was very upset.
但是我有信心主帮助了我。
By the faith that the Lord would help me.
来到美国以后，生活没着落。
After I came to the U.S., I had some problems.
感觉非常难受。
I felt very bad.
但是主安慰我。
But the Lord comforted me.
他告诉我他的话立定在天。
He told me that forever His word is settled in heaven.
靠着他的话语，我能够胜过那种感觉。
And because of His word, I could surpass those feelings.
当我深陷洪水当中的时候。
And when my life was like in a flood. When I was in a flood.
I 我被洪水完完全全包围的时候。
I was encircled by the flood.
我感觉非常的恐慌。
I was very scared.
但是我的主安慰了。
But the Lord also comforted me.
他的生命胜过我的感觉。
His life was greater than my feeling.
胜过我自己。
It surpassed me, myself.
所以，福音朋友们。
So my gospel friends.
你是觉得你的感觉重要呢？
Do you think your feelings are important?
还是你要来实实在在的接受，来看这一位主？
Or do you want to accept this, accept the Lord?
我们这里还有许许多多的托辞啊。
So there are many other, excuses.
弟兄给我的时间是12:30啊。还许许多的多词、托词 和邀请呢。
And we have a lot of requirements.
如果我想把福音朋友这么些年跟福音朋友交通的所有的福音朋友给我的这些托词都讲下去啊。
If I want to speak of all these excuses that I have received before,
这一个福音聚会就不够了。
It probably would not be sufficient for just one gospel meeting.
我估计一个星期都不够。
Probably even a week not enough.
因为人不接受福音，
Because
不接受救恩 ，sorry.
When people don't accept the gospel.
他们不接受福音，不接受救恩，这理由啊是非常非常多的。
You can have so many different excuses.
比我们头上头发还多的。
Probably more than the hairs of your head.
不是我的头发啊。
Not my hair.
他的。
Oh, my hair.
为什么会有这么多的理由
？But why would you have so many excuses?
我们把所有的理由都把它放在一起打个包。
If we want to collect all these excuses and summarize them.
我们可以在这个包装上面打一个标签。
We can label it as this.
谎言。
Lies.
所有的这一些拦住你到神面前来，所有这一些使你拒绝福音、拒绝救恩的这一些托词、这一些理由，不管你是原因也好，是理由也好，都是从撒旦来的谎言。
All these excuses and lies that prevent you from being saved and prevent you from coming to the Lord are all lies from Satan.
我们在美国看到许许多东西上面写中国制造。
We see many things in the U.S. that are made in China.
我们也可以把所有的这一些托词、这一些理由拦住你到主面前来了。我们上面也可以写一个撒旦制造。
All these excuses that you have come up with, you can put a label on it that says made by Satan.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
虽然我们还有许许多多的疑惑
，Even though we may have many misunderstandings，
虽然在我们的人生中，我们还有许许多的问题
，Even though we may have many questions in our lives，
但是朋友们
，But friends，
我劝你们
，I ask you，
抓住那永恒
，Take eternal life，
抓住那真正能够帮助你的
，Take that what can truly help you，
抓住那真正超越你所想象、所看见、所听见的。
Take what is beyond what you can imagine and what you have heard.
在座的每一位基督徒可以为你做见证说。
Every Christian here can testify to you.
那是非常非常美好的。
It is very good.
我们知道哈。
We know.
圣经里面在创世纪三章第九节。
In Genesis chapter 3 verse 9.
耶和华神呼唤那人。
It said, the Lord God called to man.
对他说你在哪里。
And said to him, where are you?
福音朋友们。
Gospel friends,
神今天还在呼唤。
God is still asking.
这一生的呼唤，人啊，你在哪里
？This call, where are you?
在历史中从来没有断过。
It has never stopped in history.
在宇宙间从来没有断过。
It has never stopped in this universe.
神在呼唤你。
God is calling.
当人失落了之后。
When man was fallen.
当人离弃了这个父。
When they rejected this father.
当人弃绝了这个父。
When they rejected and left this father.
神没有离弃我们。
God never left us.
神等候我们。
God is waiting for us.
他说人啊，你在哪里？
He said, man, where are you?
我再讲一个故事。
Let me tell you another story.
很多福音朋友，很多很多弟兄姊妹可能听过。
Many brothers and sisters have probably heard this before.
就在英国剑桥大学。
In Cambridge University.
有一个教授，夫妻两个，两个儿子。
There was one family with two sons.
这大儿，夫妻两个呢，都是基督徒。
And the husband and the wife were both Christians.
那么这个大儿子呢，就很好。
The older son was good.
小儿子顽皮，不信主。
The younger one did not believe.
那么他晚上就去喜欢去酒吧呀、啊，去一些的地方，各种各样的活动。
And the younger one liked to party and go to bars at night.
有一天晚上他很晚回来。
One night he came back very late.
他是有意识出去的，因为家里有聚会。
That time he left home because there was a meeting at home.
等他回来了，他估计聚会快结束，他就回来了。
He estimated about what time his meeting at his home would end, and he came home.
回来就刚好他妈妈在听见他妈妈在祷告。
But as he came home, he heard his mother praying.
他妈妈说：“主啊，帮助我这个小儿子。”
The mother prayed, "Lord, help my younger son."
这个小儿子他不爱主。
My younger son does not love the Lord.
他在外面浪费他的生命。
He is wasting his life outside.
小儿子一听就不高兴了。
The son heard this and was very mad.
你不为哥哥祷告，你专门说我的坏话。
He said, "You won't pray for my brother, but you keep saying bad things about me."
而且在一起聚会的还有好多的老师，还是我的老师。
And he said, "There are many people gathered here that are my teachers."
你这搞得我很没面子。
He said, "You're making me lose face."
这个小儿子不高兴，回到自己房间，东西收拾收拾就离开家了。
And this younger brother, he went to his home. He went to his room. He cleaned up everything and he left.
在旅馆里面住了几天，钱不够了。
He lived in the hotel for a few days and he was running short on money.
就到他一个好朋友家里去。
He went to one of his friend's house.
住了好几天。
He lived there for a few days.
好朋友就说你不能在我这紧住啊。
His friend told him, you can't keep living here.
你爸爸是我的教授。
Your dad is my professor.
他要知道了我有麻烦了。
If he knows, then I'm going to have trouble.
所以他没地方去了就回家了。
He has no place to go, so he went home.
在外面流浪了一天，不知道就是犹犹豫豫不想回去。
But he stayed outside for a day, unsure whether he wanted to go back or not.
到了晚上实在太晚了，不能不回去了。
But it got really late at night, so he had to go home.
到了家里不好意思从正门进去。
He was too embarrassed to go in from the front door.
就说那我找一个窗户翻进去算了。
So he decided that he would try to break in from a back window.
很奇怪，窗户都锁得严严的。
Interestingly, all the windows were locked.
实在没办法，那我试试前门好了。
So okay, all the doors are locked. Let me try the front door.
哎，那前门一推就开了。
But the door, as soon as he opened it, it was not locked.
他那个门正对着他的那个，他对着他的 living room.
So from the door, he entered into his living room.
他的爸爸正坐在那里读看报纸。
His father was reading the newspaper there.
哦，他觉得很尴尬。
He was in shock.
Embarrassed.
No, he was embarrassed.
出去这么多天，一回来刚好看见这个爸爸。
So I've been outside for so many days, and now I see my father.
就想找句话说。
He wanted to think of something to say.
想了半天，找不出什么话来讲。
But he couldn't think of anything to say.
就问了一句。
He asked.
哎，这个前门怎么没锁？
Why didn't you lock the door?
结果这个爸爸回答说。
The father answered.
这个门不是今天没锁。
The door, it's not just unlocked today.
不是昨天没锁。
It wasn't unlocked yesterday.
自从你走的那一天到现在
，Ever since the day you left，
这个门从来没锁过。
This door has never been locked。
朋友们
，Friends，
天堂的门栓是在外面的。
The door to heaven is outside。
要进去，要不要进去，决定权是在你的。
You are the one to decide whether you will go in or not。
里面是永远欢迎你的。
And inside they will always welcome you。
里面是充满了欢迎的声音的。
There's full of joy andThere's full of rejoicing inside.
神在家里等你。
God is waiting in his home.
你的父在家里等你。
Your father is waiting for you at home.
我们再看启示录二十二章十七节。
Let us take a look at Revelation chapter 22 verse 17.
愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
Let the one who wishes take the water of life without cost.
多简单。
So simple.
多美好。
So good.
你只要愿意。
As long as you're willing.
生命的水是白白的让你取来喝的。
The water of life is free for you to drink.
每次我读到这里。
Every time I read here.
尤其是在我准备传福音的时候。
Especially when I'm preparing to preach the gospel.
我仿佛看见。
I see.
我们老使徒约翰在那叫做名叫拔摩的海岛上。
Our brother, our elderly brother, John was on the island of Patmos that time.
他看见了异象。
He saw a vision.
他把主所托付他的话全部写下来。
He wrote down all the words that the Lord gave him.
话快写完了。
As he got to the end,
他可能也准备就结束了。
He was preparing to end it.
但是这个时候主说。
But this time the Lord said.
等一等，等一等，还有一句很重要的。
There's one important thing.
愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
All those who are willing can take the water of life without cost.
我们的神在这一本这这在这一卷他的话语的最后告诉我们。
The Lord tells us in the end of this end of His Bible.
得救的路。
The way to salvation.
接受救恩。
Accepting salvation.
很简单。
It's very simple.
你只要愿意。
As long as you're willing.
你只要愿意。
As long as you're willing.
这生命的水。
The water of life.
你可以白白的取来喝。
You can receive it freely.
我们一起唱首诗歌好不好？
Let us sing a hymn.
我们唱诗歌624首。
Hymn 624.
Sisters, 姊妹弹慢一点好不好？
Let's sing this a little more slowly.
然后完了之后不要停，接着弹，轻轻的接着弹。
Tenderly Jesus is calling.
Bow your heads for a word of prayer.
我们低头闭眼睛，我们自己来到神的面前。
Let us bow our heads and close your eyes and come before God.
来到这一位爱我们、为我们死的主面前。
Before the God who has loved us and died for us.
我有一个小小的邀请。
I have a small request.
你愿意来接受这一位爱你的主吗
？Are you willing to accept this Lord who loved you?
你愿意回到这位爱你的父面前来吗？
Are you willing to return to this Father who loved you?
这一位父，这一位神，他爱你。
This Father, this God has loved you.
他知道你的需要。
He knows all your needs.
他知道你的经历。
He knows all your experiences.
他按照你的名字，他知道你。
And he knows you by name.
他今天邀请你回家。
Today he is inviting you to return home.
你如果愿意接受，请你把手轻轻举一下，我们为你祷告。
If you are willing to accept him, please raise your hand.
谢谢。
Thank you.
主耶稣爱我们。
The Lord loves us.
在我们不认识他，我们拒绝他的时候。
And while we still did not know him, while we rejected him.
我们拒绝神，不要神的时候。
While we still rejected God and did not want him.
他为我们死在十字架上。
He died for us on the cross.
神所有的惩罚。
All punishment from God.
本来该落在我们的身上。
It should have come upon us.
他为你受了。
But he took it for us.
为我受了。
He took it for us.
你愿意接受这样一位主吗？
Are you willing to accept such a brother?
如果你愿意，请你把手轻轻举一下，我们为你祷告。
If you are willing, please raise your hand and we will pray for you.
谢谢。
Thank you.
主呼唤的声音在历史历代中回响。
The call of the Lord has reverberated throughout centuries.
圣灵一直做工在这个宇宙当中。
The Holy Spirit has been working.
神的灵在这里。
The Spirit of God is here.
把神的爱带给你。
To bring the love of God to you.
把基督的恩典带给你。
The grace of the Lord to you.
只要你来白白的接受。
As long as you are willing to accept it.
只要你接受。
Just accept it freely.
这生命的水是你可以白白的取用。
You can take freely from the river of life.
你愿意接受吗
？Are you willing to accept it?
如果愿意，请你把手轻轻举一下，为你祷告。
If you're willing, please raise your hand so we can pray for you.
谢谢。
Thank you.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
三位都是却是一体的神。
The Trinity is one God.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他要拯救我们。
He wants to save us.
他要我们回到神的家中。
He wants us to return to the house of God.
他今天就在这里。
Today he is here.
借着我。
Through me,
借着邀请你而来的神的儿女
through the children of God who have invited you,
向你发出邀请
to give you the invitation,
邀请你来神这样样齐备丰盛的筵席
to invite you to the abundant feast that God has prepared,
回到神的爱里面
and return to his love,
你愿意接受吗
are you willing to accept it?
你如果愿意把手轻轻举一下我为你祷告
if you're willing, please raise your hand so we can pray for you.
谢谢
thank you.
还有吗
Anyone else?
谢谢看见
Thank you.
我们不要看别人哈
Don't look at others.
我们自己低头闭眼睛我们自己来面对在我们里面的这一位神
Just close your eyes and look at the one who is calling you.
我们自己到我们的里面来面对这一位为我们流血舍命爱你的主
Look within, look and meet the one who has shed his blood for you.
我们让生命的灵自由地运行在我们的里面
Let the life have power within you.
我们来到神的面前我们
Let us come before God
我们自己个人的来到神的面前
Let us personally come before God
你愿意接受他吗
Are you willing to accept him
愿意的话，你轻轻把手举一下，为你祷告。
If you are, please raise your hands so we can pray for you.
好
，Thank you.
最后再问一遍。
Let me ask one more time.
神在呼唤你，神在等候你。
God is calling. God is waiting.
神要你回家。
He wants you to return home.
你愿意接受吗？
Are you willing to accept him?
愿意把手轻轻举一下，为你祷告。
If you are, please raise your hand so we can pray for you.
看见了，谢谢，请放下。
Thank you.
大家跟我一起有一个简单的祷告。
Let's have a simple word of prayer.
我说一句，你们说一句。
Let me say a word and you can repeat after me.
我们还是低头闭眼睛。
Let's keep our eyes closed and bow our heads.
自己个人来到神的面前。
Personally come before God.
你们跟我一起在神面前祷告。
And you can pray with me before God.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, I thank you.
今天是2016年6月12号。
Today is June 12th, 2016.
你的仆人在纽瓦克传福音。
Your servant has shared the gospel in Newark.
告诉我你爱我。
And told us that you love me.
告诉我你的儿子为我的罪死在十字架上。
That your son died for me on the cross.
我谢谢你。
I thank you.
我愿意接受你。
I am willing to accept you.
接受你做我的主。
That you can be my Lord.
做我一生的救主。
And my Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
主，我满心感谢赞美你。
Lord, we are full of thanksgiving.
主啊，今天是大喜的日子。
Lord, today is a day of great rejoicing.
主啊，我们知道福音朋友来到我们中间不是偶然的。
We know that it is not by chance that our gospel friends came here.
他们来到我们中间是你的爱的吸引。
They are here because they are drawn by your love.
是你为我们流血舍命的爱的吸引。
The love because you died on the cross for us.
主啊，愿这些话语不要白白的过去。
May you not let these words pass away in vain.
主啊，虽然我们还有许多不明白的地方。
Though there are many things we do not understand.
主啊，求你在我们的里面说话。
May you speak to us.
让我们各个出去，主啊，都带着你，带着你的生命。
That as we leave, we can have your life in us.
今天的聚会会过去。
Today's gathering will pass.
但是我们传讲的话语，主啊，能够求你保守在福音朋友的心里。
But may you keep these words that have been said.That have been shared in the lives of the gospel friends.
主，我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
愿你祝福你的话语。
May you bless your word.
请祷告靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Thank you. 感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主他的话语。
For His word.
感谢主他的恩典。
Thank you. Thank the Lord for His grace.
我看看刚刚有好多的朋友，我们刚刚聚会第一首歌我们就唱那个 Amazing Grace. 我想有几个朋友可能没有唱。
And I know that there are some who may not have had the chance to sing Amazing Grace earlier.
我们把这首歌再唱一遍。
So let us sing it one more time.
当我们唱这首诗歌的时候，刚刚觉志举手的，请你们就。站自己走上来坐在前面好不好我们有三本书送给你如果刚刚你祷告没有举手的也欢迎你们一起到前面来我们有这个书送给你有什么问题我们可以继续为你们祷告
if you raise your hand or if you prayed earlier and we ask that you can come to the front so that we can give you these three books
好，当我们诗歌唱开始的时候，就请你们往前走，好吗？
We invite you to come to the front.
好，我们一起来。
So let's sing.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. 如果是基督徒，你看你朋友旁边有举手的，请你带他们一起到前面来。
For those who have believed, if you want to bring your friends to the front, please do. If they have
faith. 不要不好意思，你们有三本书。
Don't be embarrassed or shy.
So
I believe many of us may be shy.
我们前面有三本书在前面，那等一下我们去吃饭之前，请你们我们又有这三本书送给你，一个叫《认识真理》。
So before we go to lunch, we invite you to come to the front. We have three books. One is Knowing the Truth.
还有第二本是一个圣经，刚刚洛松讲到圣经很好，有一个新约部分的新约全书。
The second one is the New Testament of the Bible.
还有一本书叫《不一样的人生》。
And the third book is A Different Life.
这三本书送给你们。
These three books we will give to you.
朱弟兄，你可不可以一起，你给大家一起祷告一下，我们去吃饭好吗
？We ask our brother Chu to pray for us.